This is a podcast from BFM 89.9, the business station.
7:35 a.m. You're listening to The Morning Run. I'm Shazana Mokhtar with Philip C. In half an hour, we have the breakfast grill. And I'm hoping on this show, you'll be able to help me find out why we say Chatham House rules, Phil.
I will try my best because I think the reason why you're asking me this question is because I will be speaking to Ben. Ben, he's the director of Asia Pacific at Chatham House. Now, started in 1919, Chatham House is an independent policy institute headquartered in London. Now, we discussed recent world developments with the director of Asia PAC, Ben Bland, including the rise of China as a superpower and our understanding of authoritarian versus libertarian regimes.
A lot to cover there in the half an hour conversation. It's going to be a fascinating one. So you're going to want to stay tuned after the 8 a.m. news bulletin to the breakfast grill. We are turning our attention now, though, to our neighbors up north, Thailand. It capped a 2022 that was rather subdued when it comes to the economy. Fourth quarter GDP came in lower than expected for Thailand. The Thai economy grew by 1.4% on year during that quarter, driven by a rebound in international tourism. However, the figure came far below economist expectations of 3.5% growth. And compared to the previous quarter, the economy actually contracted by 1.5%.
With GDP expanding by 2.6% for the full 2022 year, Thailand actually posted the slowest growth rate among the major ASEAN economies. Now, the silver lining, though, for Thailand remains its tourism sector, which is steadily gaining recovery momentum with the reopening of China and the return of foreign tourists. Tourist numbers in 2022 exceeded targets set by the government, reaching over 11 million visitors. So, how much of a boost will tourism give Thailand's GDP this year? And which players are poised to benefit from the return of foreign tourists?
Joining us for analysis on Thailand's tourism and hospitality sector, as well as the equities to watch, is Yuani Promaporn, research analyst at Maybank Securities Thailand. Yuani, good morning. Thank you very much for joining us. The Thai economy expanded by 2.6% in 2022, but witnessed a contraction in the fourth quarter of last year, despite the recovery in tourist arrivals. What factored into these subdued GDP numbers?
Well, it was mainly because of the contraction in exports, which declined about 10% year on year. And this was due to the strong Thai baht against the US dollar, which also declined by 10% year on year, from, you know, 38 baht to a dollar to about 33-34 by the end of the quarter. And that was the main thing, despite the still good consumption, domestic consumption.
Now, zooming in on the tourism figures, Thailand beat its 2022 target, reaching over 11 million visitors last year, but still way below the 40 million record in 2019. When do you think we'll see a return to pre-pandemic levels of foreign tourists in Thailand?
Yes, we think we will reach that number by 2024 or next year. For this year, we expect 27 million, and of which 5 million will be from China. So it will take about 1 to 2 more years before we can reach 2019.
How much of a boost has China's reopening been for Thai tourism, and where else is tourism demand coming from?
Yes, pre-pandemic, 2019, the total income from foreign tourists used to be 12%, and China accounted for about 30% of that. So pre-pandemic, it was 3%, 3.1%. Okay, but because China or Chinese arrivals will not reach full potential until next year. For this year, we think China reopening will add 1.4% to Thailand GDP. In terms of other demand from other nationalities, we find strong demand from Malaysia and from India. India is quite a surprise, but we saw a good surge.
Now, what government policies have helped spur tourism recovery? And are there other measures being introduced to further improve the outlook then?
Yes, in the past 2 to 3 years during the pandemic, the government has introduced the co-payment for domestic travelers where they pay up to 40% of total, for example, hotel rooms. But this year they are fading out because we have more foreign arrivals. And so I think we're banking on international tourism rather than domestic tourism that could help improve outlook for this year.
What about inflation, Yuani? How is inflation expected to trend in light of this tourism recovery? And related to this, how much will cost pressures weigh down on the hospitality industry?
Yes, inflation for this year, we expect it to tame down despite the strong demand or the good economic recovery. This is because last year was a high base. We saw a very high oil price last year caused by the Russo-Ukraine war. But this year, the oil price should be better. But still, we are facing with the higher wages in the hospitality industry. We think it could increase costs by about 1 to 2%. However, because of the strong recovery in revenues of up to 50%, we think it's not quite an issue for this year.
I guess then which sectors or businesses have been more resilient, I mean, amid the tourism demand downturn over the past few years? And I guess similarly then, which businesses are best positioned to capitalize on the current momentum?
The most resilient will be things like consumption-related, which is, for example, the retailers, because people, you know, have to consume. So they were affected, but not as much as hospitality. And sectors that are best positioned to capitalize on the momentum, we actually like the restaurant sector and the healthcare sector. For the restaurant, the valuation is reasonable. And for the healthcare, we think it's one of the most resilient demand, and they should grow long-term and benefit from the growing population in Thailand.
What are your projections for Thai GDP growth in 2022? Three, and what is this predicated on? What do you think will be the key headwinds for the economy this year?
Okay, the GDP growth should be roughly 4%. Our economists thinks that, you know, the strong growth against 2.6% last year should be based on the recovery in tourism. It will grow, the foreign tourist number should grow more than two times to 27 million. And that should help add GDP growth. The key headwinds for the Thai economy this year, we think the rising cost is still a concern. And I think the oil price that could be volatile could you know, affect the economy.
And finally, what's your call on the sector as well as your topics?
The sector, we actually are negative, not on the recovery. We think the valuations are high. However, there are a few good gems in the sector. We like AOT, which is the main airport operator in Thailand. They are the gateway to Thailand and should benefit from the rising number of foreign arrivals. That's one. And the second one, we actually like Erawan, which is a good or solid hotel operator in Thailand where they earn 90% of their revenues from. So they have been affected much in the past 2 years. And with the recovery, we think they should have strong recoveries this year.
Thanks very much, Yuani, for speaking to us. That was Yuani Pramaporn, analyst at Maybank Securities Thailand, giving us her outlook for the Thailand hospitality and tourism industry. Tourism really set to make a boom, but it will be 2024 before we see tourist numbers go back to its pre-pandemic levels. It was record in 2019, 40 million visitors that year.
That's right. And I think what was very interesting for her was that, you know, prior to China, I mean, the main draws were India and Southeast Asia, including us in Malaysia. Now with China reopening, I wonder whether these numbers are actually going to far exceed what we had pre-pandemic. Because you see Indonesia, India really, really move up substantially. But where does China sit? But the issue then you have is that Thailand also relies a lot on the likes of Europe. And if you're entering into a global economic slowdown, does that affect travel spend there?
Indeed. I think she mentioned that based on 2019, I think Chinese tourists contributed like 3% to their GDP. Or was it 1%? Okay, you know what? I shouldn't say numbers if I'm not certain about them in any case. But it is a big number. And I think China's recovery reopening has been fairly slow. Yeah. We haven't really seen it pick up pace. That's going to happen, I guess, later in the year. But certainly something that they're banking on. 5 million Chinese tourists expected to come this year. I'm certain of that number.
Well, I think that the number sounds about right. Because simply because you're going to see visa applications now streamline and moving much faster. And you have this pent-up demand in China where savings is also very high. So a lot of opportunities there for Thailand and for us.
And for us, 7:47 in the morning. We're heading into some messages, but we will come back to address Malaysia's aging population and policies that need to be considered. Stay tuned, BFM 89.9.
You have been listening to a podcast from BFM 89.9, the business station. For more stories of the same kind, download the BFM app.